Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, everybody. So it looks like we have a lot of new listeners. Thank God. We have new affiliates, multiple people listening in multiple new cities. Really welcome you guys. Thank you. We're on iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn, GCN Live podcasts. And one of you, Judy, had written, can I tell people who I am? Now, if you listen to my show, all I do is kind of talk about me. You kind of can pick pieces, and you kind of understand that I have a farm at home between the cats and the dog. I got two boys. I got an amazing husband. But some of you don't know really who Dr. Dahlia is. So let me just take a couple minutes, because some of you will tune into the show thinking I'm going to be talking about supplements or selling supplements. And no, 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 that's not what my show is. My show is very, very different. So first of all, I'm a family medicine doctor. Board certified fellow in the American Academy of Family Physicians. I graduated at the top 99% of my class. Okay? Figure that out, though, before you applaud me, though. No. So I graduated pretty okay. Passed all my boards. Did everything I needed to. I went to medical school at UNR, School of Medicine in Reno. Did a lot of my training in Las Vegas. Did my last year at UCLA. Did a residency at through the University of Nevada in Las Vegas. Became chief resident. My third year sharing it with another doctor. And I opened up a practice in the year 2000. So try not to, don't do the math to try to age me. It's out there. You'll know how old I am. So I'm a physician. Here comes 2009. Actually, 2000, yeah. Here comes 2009, and people started to lose their jobs in droves. And I had done a lot of community service and a lot of community work, and people were calling my office. I had a family medicine office for medical questions and asking advice. And I found that I loved doing it, but it was overwhelming because I had a busy practice already. I had two young boys. And I had always wanted to be in show business. And I was talking to one of my friends, Elanit, about it. And she said, why aren't you in show business? And I go, because I'm too old. She's like, you're not too old. So I started thinking, well, you know, maybe I do need to do something that kind of whets that appetite or scratches that itch. But I was too busy. We had the recession, a lot going on. Well, my mom had always said, go into radio. I have a face for radio. Go into radio. Because my grandfather had done radio. And, you know, when your mom tells you to do something, you don't really listen. But it wasn't until handsome Mark Spears from the Mark and Mercedes show tells me, you need to do a radio show. Then I'm like, oh, okay, I guess you're right. My mom's like, I've been telling you that for 20 years. So I start a radio show in 2009 at KLAV, and then I moved to KDWN. At the time, you had to buy airtime. Nobody just gave you a show. So you bought airtime, and I did it as a public service. Guys, I'm going to just be on air for 1 hour, answer medical questions. This way, I don't take away from my patients, and any medical questions you have to ask me, just do it in that hour. Well, there was a lot of questions. And people, interestingly, on the show weren't necessarily wanting to know about their cholesterol or their pride. They wanted to know what I thought about Obamacare. They wanted to know what did I really think about what was going on in the country. And so immediately, we're talking within weeks, the show, actually, I think probably within days, because the show was once a week, but within within a few shows already, most of the topics were more current events. And being an MD and a physician, being a business owner, being a mom, being an American. You know that game, Three Steps to Kevin Bacon, where anything that, any movie you bring up or any star, you could find three links to eventually get you to Kevin Bacon? Well, same thing with what's going on in health. So whether it's healthcare issues, whether it's the economy, whether it's education, whether it's relationships, whether it's politics, it all eventually does relate to health. So my show is basically, I give you guys the news, I talk about current events, but I most of my content is what you guys want to hear. And I know some of you are like, well, you missed the mark today. We really don't want to hear this segment. Can you bear with me? Okay, not every segment is going to be what you want to hear. But based on your guys' questions, based on your emails, your Twitter messages to me, I will steer what we talk about on what is concerning you all. Some of you are employers and you can't get your employees to come to work. Some of you are employees and your employer is a jerk. Some of you are scared that you're going to be accused of sexual harassment when you tell a coworker they look nice. What do you do? Some of you are worried about what your kids are learning in school. Some of you have questions on what do you do in terms of saving money and finances and how to retire. I am not a lawyer. I am not a financial expert. I'm a doctor. But I give my opinion the best I can on these other subjects. And I've been now doing this since 2009. So 14 years, and I'm very, very grateful. Genesis Communications Network helped me launch this nationally, as well as XM Satellite, but Genesis Communications Network is the heartbeat of this show. And I'm very grateful to my producers, Jason, Daniel, and everybody who works at GCN for making this show happen. And I'm also grateful for all the affiliates, KDON, I don't want to start listing all of them. We got about 60, 70 of them. But I am so grateful for all the affiliates out there that support the show and that bring the show to the listeners, as well as all the podcast platforms. So basically, you can ask me any question. If I can't answer it, I'll say I can't answer that. I don't know. I could very easily say I don't know. I did that a lot in medical school. But the show is basically about what, you know, people want to know what's concerning people. Just because the media is talking 24/7 about Biden and his Corvette, that doesn't mean that's what's on your guys' mind. So I want to make sure I can still answer your questions, because the world isn't all about Trump and Biden. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer today. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Ryan writes, please talk about the Corvette. Please talk about the Corvette. Talking about what Biden said about his Corvette. First, I want to get to some of the latest. Unfortunately, we have still more devastating news coming out of Maui as they are the death toll has risen to 115 individuals. They still fear about 850 people are missing, even though some reports had said 500. The mayor said 850 people are still missing. The fire is not 100% contained. We're being told from Maui Now that the Lahaina fire is 90% contained. But still active. 2,170 acres have been burned. The Kula fire going on is 85% contained, about 202 acres burned. And the Olinda fire is about 85% contained, 1,081 acres burned. The containment percentages, they said, have not changed significantly over the past several days. The Maui Fire Department wants to reassure the public that there are no active fire threats at this time. The fires are not advancing, but full containment can be more difficult to establish and determine in urban settings, according to the department. So they are continuing to utilize infrared technology, water drops, and firefighters to locate and address hot spots in the ongoing effort to fully extinguish the fires. So as of the time of this announcement, which was dated today, 115 confirmed fatalities. All single-story residential properties have been searched. So they are done with the single stories. Now they're going to transition to the multi-story residential and commercial properties. So that's going to possibly change the death toll as well. There is an unsafe water advisory still in effect for Lahaina and Upper Kula. Right now in those areas, they are recommended to only use bottled water and potable water provided from tankers for drinking, brushing teeth, ice making, and food prep. So the president came, Joe Biden, as well as First Lady Dr. Jill Biden, and they visited. And I mean, I was one of the first to say, especially since Joe can't really roll up his sleeves and help, to in the thick of it when it happened August 8th, to not necessarily go there for a photo op. You know, if you're going to show support, go when first responders tell you to and they're ready. But unfortunately, when he spoke, he kind of outraged people. And, you know, I think already America's kind of made up their mind. They either love him or hate him. And unfortunately, the motorcade was met with a lot of expletives from people. And then he made the speech that was a little garbled, kind of tried to. He even said, I don't want to compare the two tragedies, but he talked about how he almost lost his wife, Jill, and his cat, and his 67 Corvette when lightning hit a pond near his house, and it hit a line that went up through the air conditioning vents, he said, that caused a fire. I think it was a kitchen fire that got extinguished pretty quickly. But, you know, President Biden is, I don't believe what America needs right now. And this was probably one of the multiple pieces of evidence. And I'm not saying this to be anti-Democrat or anti-Republican or whatever. I'm just anti-age. I think we have many people in their 80s who are still sharp as a tack. But right now, Americans need to know, in the thick of everything going on, that they have a strong hand, a strong leader at the helm. And I think he was making a joke with somebody about the ground being hot and do you guys have boots? And it was probably a culmination. I think the frustration that people have, and remember, Maui and Hawaii is a blue state. And for them to be as unappreciative of Biden coming there and him struggling and, you know, wearing a lei and it just reminded people that we don't have strong leadership. Even though Maui and the issues with the fire are still being investigated, natural disaster, maybe accelerated by power lines not being shut off, while that's going on, your commander-in-chief and who is leading this country should be a beacon of support, of strength. We're going to get through this. And it almost reminded people that we have a president who is really struggling. And he needs to retire. He's had a very long, decorated political career. I thank him for his service. But this country needs somebody who is, we got you. I'm very frustrated, and I think he's making a lot of mistakes because he's trying to connect. Yeah, when he said he had no comment, when people asked about the Maui fires, he had no comment. I don't blame him for that. I blame his team, because his team probably said, don't flip and say anything, because you can't say anything. Only only talk or say something when we have your talking points ready. And his team is probably working 24/7 to try to make him presentable, you know, from a speech standpoint. And it's just, it's a mess. Now, and I don't care if the president's Democrat or Republican, just please be somebody who can make, make decisions and do what this country needs. We have a huge crisis at the border. We have migrants dying. We have we just had an American girl get raped and killed by a migrant that I'm not sure if he snuck in or if he was waiting for, if he was processed and waiting for a future date. But we have a lot of concerns. We have a lot of concerns about the economy. I guess now we're going to be talking about this. Masks might be coming back. The vaccine rollout, although we're grateful for both presidents to have gotten the vaccines and made them available, the mandate and people getting fired and us losing men and women in the armed forces, in our military, because they didn't want to get a vaccine. And now we have probably one of our lowest recruitments in history. That's a problem in terms of percentage. So I don't want to sit here and criticize somebody because of their, do they have an R or D? And I don't want to criticize somebody if they have failing health. But I'm just saying that a lot of what you're seeing, and it's not being reported just by conservative, we are seeing this on multiple news outlets, that Maui residents did not appreciate Biden's speech or him being there. And that they need strength. Right? They don't need somebody cackling and laughing. They need somebody who's going to come in and say, guys, all right, this is, let's get everybody taken care of, and then once we do, we are going to make sure this doesn't happen again. We're going to make sure the sirens go off when they're supposed to. All power companies have to report, right, to our Department of Energy or whichever department takes care of that as to what are their wildfire protections and preventative measures in case we do have an act of nature or an act of God. What can we do to alleviate some or mitigate some of our risk? That was the speech we needed. And instead, he was trying to relate, and he brought up his Corvette. When you have individuals who lost everything in the fire, and they still don't know where their loved ones are, they're really not going to want to hear about somebody's 67 Corvette. That doesn't raise their spirits. And it's, I want to give credit when somebody's trying, but I think he's done. He's, and I'd really like to know who actually is running the country. I think it's been obvious that the country has been run by individuals who are using Biden to be the spokesperson and the centerpiece, but I don't know what's going on. When you hear that Border Patrol agents are asking for help and Governor Greg Abbott's asking for help on the border, when you're seeing our hospitals overwhelmed, our medical system is about to crash. We have maternity wards that can't stay open. We have, promises of we're going to write off student debt, and oh, it looks like we can't do that. Yet we need more money. We don't have enough money to do. Then, what the hell is going on? Just get up there and lead. That's all we need. We need a leader. You don't necessarily have to be an economist. You don't have to be a doctor. You don't have to be, having military experience, a veteran. But for the love of God, just lead. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. The FDA has approved a vaccine that is given to pregnant women in order to protect newborn babies from RSV. President Biden says the people of Maui will have everything they need to recover after the deadly wildfires. Officials say 850 people are still missing as search and rescue efforts continue. 114 people have been confirmed dead. Former President Trump says he'll travel to Atlanta on Thursday to surrender in his Georgia election interference case. The central U.S. entering a potentially brutal heat wave as temperatures are forecast to soar to as high as 115. Heat warnings and advisories are in place across 18 states. Cleanup efforts continue in Southern California after Tropical Storm Hillary blew through. Corey Myers, USA News.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So over the last few days, some of you have heard rumblings that mask mandates are coming back. And right now we don't have anything official coming from the executive branch out of Washington, but there have been recommendations for masks, and in some areas and settings, there have been mask mandates. Some colleges are starting to ask students to wear the mask, and not even ask, mandating. If I could give the right name of the colleges, Morris Brown College is a private liberal arts school in Atlanta, Georgia. Students and employees are now being required to wear masks, especially in crowded areas such as hallways and classrooms, for at least 2 weeks. Apparently, reports of positive cases have driven among the student body has driven concerns that this new variant is going to cause a renewed boom of the virus. Lionsgate, which is a Hollywood studio, is bringing back COVID face masks for all its employees. They are also requiring employees to test themselves before going to the office. I think Lionsgate did the Hunger Games. So they are asking staff to wear the masks as well as test negative before coming to work. So here's my concern with that. The at-home COVID tests many people have are expired. They also are designed or were designed for the original COVID wild type strain. And so I had another patient have what sounded to be exactly like COVID. And I said, now, have you tested for COVID? She said, yeah, I'm negative, but my husband's positive. He's sick also. Same symptoms. So I keep getting this. We're in the family. You have half the family testing positive, half the family testing negative. Now, if a COVID at-home rapid test tests positive, there's a very, very good chance that's true. You have COVID. But if a COVID rapid test tests negative, that doesn't necessarily mean you don't have it. Many individuals that might not. Now, when I had COVID, that test turned positive before I even finished the reagent. I mean, I dropped it, just boom. Now, but that was a strain that was earlier. So we have the XBB strains. We have the BA2.86 and BA.2.86, and these are mutated strains. And so if you're going to tell somebody don't come to work unless you test negative, well, how many people can we're noticing that these tests are not always picking it up. I've had patients where they didn't test positive until day five. So I wish the tests were better. And I get, you know, as a doctor, I get that sometimes even 5% or 10% prevention can still help. So I get that, look, if you are sick and you test positive, you know, or you don't have symptoms and you test positive, that'll tell you stay home. That's great. That's very advantageous. But somebody who's sick, who's sniffling, coughing, headache, sore throat, itchy eyes, red eyes, body aches, don't come to work. I don't care if the COVID test is negative. Not, I mean, it could be COVID. It could also be rhinovirus or another adenovirus or an adenovirus. Or it could be, you know, I mean, look how malaria. Malaria could be body aches and fever and diarrhea. And I mean, if you have, if you're sick, don't come to work. That's, you know, so but what about the masks? So I've always said that in the medical setting, when we had a mask, we had to change it out after every patient, after we got it wet. So after a period of time when you breathe on it, your respirations have a lot of water. Once you get that mask wet, it's done. You've got to throw it out. So if you're going to be taking that mask and changing it out and wearing a nice, clean, crisp, fresh N95 respirator, I think it could provide some protection. I mean, I think these masks can at least cause a barrier, whether it's 10%, 20%, 40%. But if it's your dirty mask that's been in your pocket or your masks from 2021 or your gaiter that has been lying, you know, on the floor of your closet, I don't think that's going to protect you to the degree. Now, some of you might ask, well, how serious is this? Where are we with our numbers? Well, hospitalizations have now risen. So in the past week, we are from August 6th to August 12th. So the data's lagging a little bit. Hospital admissions have trended upward by 21.6%, maybe higher now since that data is about 10 days old. So we have 12,613 admissions. Just to put this into perspective, in June we were at about 6,000 admissions for the week. Then by July we were at about 7,000 admissions for the week. So for us jumping up to 12,000, it is a steeper jump. still nothing like it was last year and nothing to the degree that it was in early 2020. In terms of deaths, we have had deaths due to COVID, a 1.3% rate from August 6th to August 12th, but a rise of 8.3% in the most recent week. So, yes, it is still out there. COVID is still a threat. But what I worry about is whenever you tell somebody, and Obamacare is a perfect example of this with the essential benefits. Once you tell somebody what they have to do and you give those guidelines, you almost can cause the opposite effect. Like, for example, with Obamacare, once we said, guys, you've got to cover the 10 essential benefits, many people are telling me their mammogram and their colonoscopy is costing more. Why? Well, because rather than insurance covering your mammogram, whether it's your diagnostic or your colonoscopy, including the biopsies, once you told them you need to cover the essential benefits, they looked at it verbatim and said, all right, we'll cover the screening mammogram. That you'll get for free. But a diagnostic, not in the rules. Same thing with colonoscopy. We will pay for that scope going in, but we're not going to pay for what it does coming out. Well, one of the reasons why you need the colonoscopy is to get the biopsies. So when I'm hearing patients are saying, look at these bills, I thought this was covered under Obamacare, the insurance is now doing it by exactly what the verbiage says. So now if you have jobs saying, look, all right, you need to wear a face covering, they'll put a face covering on. Is it something that's going to be very, very protective? Is it something that's clean? Is it, if, you know, we don't have those guidelines, and I'm not saying to micromanage everything, but, you know, when you say wear a mask or face covering and you don't provide them for people and you don't offer a way for them to change them out and you don't give them, and I'm talking about the N95s. I'm not talking about the surgical masks. Where I'm talking about the N95 respirators, which I think have been proven to provide some of the highest level of protection as long as they're clean and changed out and worn correctly and fitted properly, then, you know, people are going to wear whatever the hell they're going to wear. You know, I got something that has sparkles on it and rhinestones. Is that medical grade? Of course it's not. And same thing, well, you have to show a negative COVID test. Somebody could swab their ear, do the test, go, look, I'm negative, let me in. Now, the opposite can happen. The opposite can happen where I got COVID, I can't come in. I've been exposed, I can't come in. You know, I noticed for jury duty, they have in big red letters, if you've been exposed to COVID, call and reschedule. I don't anticipate a lot of people doing jury duty now. Because if you've been exposed, you have a family member, don't come in. You're told not to come in. So I am a little concerned. Why are we having this rise? Well, because we don't have flu and a lot of other viruses competing. So COVID has kind of had open range. That might change this winter. 1-877-DR-SALLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Alabama has a ban on puberty blockers and hormones for transgender children. This has been upheld by appeal court judges. And this controversy over treating kids for gender dysphoria has really kind of exploded over the last few years. And it really has a lot of his doctors mixed. A judge in the lower court had put a ban on hold after four families with transgender children ranging in ages from 12 to 17, challenged it as unconstitutional. But the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said the ban could go ahead, insisting there are still doubts about the drug's safety. Now, in Europe, they do have restrictions on minors because they want to review the evidence. In America, however, the American Academy of Pediatrics and I believe the American Medical Association, I have to double check which two major medical groups, they, I want to try and get that, I'm sorry. I don't know if I have, yeah, I think it's the AMA, that, yep, the AMA and the American Academy of Pediatrics oppose the bans, saying the treatments are safe, if properly administered. So you have European medical professionals saying, can we slow this down? We have American medical professionals going, what are you doing here? Let's let it go. And who's in the middle of this? You got kids. And so long-term safety data is lacking. Now, puberty blockers have been around. We've used it for precocious puberty. When you have a child that starts to develop breasts or boys start developing their secondary sexual characteristics. It used to be before the age of 8. Now we've kind of changed that range because we're noticing kids go through puberty sooner. But if we are seeing it early, there's ways to block it such that your second grader doesn't have double B breasts, so to speak. But in terms of gender transitioning, it's kind of still new when it comes to kids. I am sure there is medical literature of some kids undergoing that. But in terms of the masses, in terms of the follow-up care, in terms of their height, their long-term fertility, cancer risk, these are things that in Europe, they want a little bit more data before they decide. So you have some states saying, not on kids. And if a doctor does it, they're in trouble. You have other states going, come here, we'll do it. It's totally fine. And so I'm mixed. And the reason why I'm mixed is because there's a very, very small percentage of individuals out there who are truly gender dysphoric. And these individuals need help, they need support, they need counseling, and I want to know that there are going to be resources for them, not necessarily surgery, but resources for them. On the flip side, it sounds like now, there was one teacher that I guess, as an assignment, asked kids to think about who they really are they a boy or girl, what they want to be. If we are now starting to open this up as, all right, guys, everybody, what is it? And then, okay, so it looks like if you do want to be a girl, you do want to be a boy, now we're going to get you in with a doctor, and we're going to have millions of kids now considering this. And now the numbers start to make people a little nervous because are these kids truly, truly gender dysphoric? And so I believe that a doctor can help determine that, especially when they're early on. But what about the teen or the adolescent? And again, this isn't sexuality. People say, well, I think my child's gay, so they're transgender. Not necessarily. Somebody who's homosexual may still want their body. They may still want to be a homosexual female or a homosexual male. That doesn't necessarily mean they're transgender. So if parents go, look, I notice that you like boys, I notice you like girls, would you rather be a boy or girl? Or if a school asks that, they go, yeah, I think so. That's a pretty big decision. And a worry I have is, and I can't speak for all teenage girls, but once you get your period and those really, really bad cramps, you are once a month cursing the fact that you're a girl. And if anybody presents this liberally to somebody as, you don't have to have your periods anymore, you don't have to have breasts that slow you down, we can, there's things we could do, is a child mature enough to make that decision. You know, when people ask, you know, what should, you know, when we do a medical procedure, how do you know if it's right for you or not? I go, you need informed consent. Nothing should ever be done on you, except, of course, I get in a life-threatening situation, it's all hands on deck. But if you're going to have any sort of surgery, if you're going to have anything done, you need to give informed consent. And you need to, meaning you were informed. Now, that information could be an hour-long video. It could be an hour-long talk. It could be read this packet, but it's, you need to be informed, and you need to also be able to answer all your questions. Does the average 12-year-old know what they want in terms of breastfeeding? I bet that the average 12-year-old's like, oh, I'm not going to want to do that. But then I tell you, once you have that baby, you're like, I think I want to. And so the question people have is, how reversible is this? Well, it depends on how much you have done. You know, if you do puberty blockers and you stop the puberty blockers, your body can go through puberty. But if you're having transitioning and things that might be more chronic or permanent, then no. And so, you know, it kind of blows my mind. I really don't like politics and judges getting involved in medicine. But apparently we are, according to the media, having an explosion of kids who want to transition. Well, that could be, you know, challenging, not only for the medical system, but it could also be challenging for scientists trying to figure out, researchers, on how safe is this long term. And I do believe that if you're not talking about the truly, truly gender dysphoric individuals, that you might have many of these kids actually more gender fluid rather than transgender. Meaning sometimes they feel like a boy, sometimes they feel like a girl. And then you need to be very, very careful about anything that could limit their fertility or limit their... By the way, just because somebody's transgender doesn't mean they want to be infertile. A transgender individual may still want to have a baby. So some medical experts say, don't worry, the fertility is preserved. All right? Europe is not convinced that that data is, there's enough of that data. And so it's a little concerning. So what do you do if you have a child that doesn't want to be the sex they are? Well, this is why they need, you know, to have support. And they need to have resources. Right? Is it that you've been beaten up by boys in the locker room over and over again, and you would rather be in the girls' locker room? Okay, that's a very significant reason to want to change, but it's not a good reason to change, because that doesn't mean you're transgender. So we have to really figure out what exactly these kids are struggling with before we go through these sort of treatments. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.